So we're discussing the halachot of Tishbav. So last night we were talking about putting on talis and tefillin on Tishbav. So the Mechaber brings down about special dinim when one goes to sleep on the night of Tishbav, which is this coming Wednesday night. So he says, Yesh mishinoei lishkabel el Tishbav mutal aretz. So that someone has the minag to sleep on the ground on the night of Tishbav. We seem even tachet roshon to put a stone underneath his head. Hagar, the Rama says, "V'yesh li adam l'hitzta'er b'nyamishkavo b'leil tishbav." A person should try to create less comfort for himself on the night of Tishbav, and he'll sleep in a less, nicer way. Shim ragil b'shnei karim. If a person is accustomed to sleeping with two pillows, lo yishkav kim bechad. He should sleep with one pillow. He says, some people put a stone underneath their head, maybe underneath the pillow. Please, I need everyone's attention, okay? So Chazal teach us with Yaakov Avinu, so he goes to sleep and he takes the Avnei HaMakom, takes from the stones of that place. Then Chazal teach us they all became one stone. Shira Churban. So according to the Chazal, that he Yaakov Avinu foresaw the Korban Beis Hamikdash that would take place in that location. So he's got the Evan Tachet Merash Otav. So in the same way, some people do it that way as well. Then he says, "V'ma'ed Adam mikvodo mihana tov tishav v'chol masha efshar." A person should try to ease up on creature comforts. In other words, every situation, everybody knows what they've got going. You should make things less comfortable, less cozy for yourself on Tishbav. Now, he brings down here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says, he quotes, "Ulefi shoresh ha-devarim barishonim, mashma shlo rak balayla." So if you look at the explanation of the Rishonim, in other words, the essence of what they're saying, it's not just at night that the sleeping should be less comfortable. Elagamim yashin bayom, tzirich lishno meher galei mishkavo. Even if he sleeps during the day, it should be less comfortable. A lot of people, I think, lie down for something on Tishbav. Im eino chalusho chole, unless he's weak or sick, otherwise. Then, v'yesh medakim anogim, shloli shamal gabi mita. Some people on the night of Tishbav don't sleep in the bed. Elamanichim amizran ala aretz. They put the mattress on the ground. Yishen malgabi amizran. So even though, let's say, here's a mattress, there's a mattress, but it's it's more avelus. You know, in other words, it's clear that you're doing something with more avelus. And then he quotes in the footnotes from the Sefer Orcho Rabbeinu, but that's the way Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky, the stifler, would do it. Lanicha Mizran al-Ritzvah, he put a mattress on the ground, the Evan Tachet al-Mizran, he put a stone underneath the mattress, l'mrashotav, near his head. Anyway, so now, but when we talk about sleeping less comfort, I guess there's really two things really coming together with this. One is, remember last night we quoted the Braisa in Masechet Tanis and Daf Lamed. We said that the dinim of Tishbav have an overlay with the dinim of Avelus. So I have all the dinim of a Tanis. In other words, Hilchot Tanis is one thing, and then I have Hilchos Avelus clicking in as well. But in the Braisa, so the Torah brings down, the Braisa only mentions the don't do's. In other words, an Abel is Asur B'Sicha, Nilat HaSandal, Teshvi Shemitah. Those things are prohibited also on Tishbav. But there are essays that an Abel is obligated on, and that's Atifat HaRosh, it would be one. Atifat HaRosh, Bizman Chazal, they would wrap their heads in a certain way, so the Avil would do it. We don't usually do that today. Some people wear a hat, during Shiva, whatever. And then the other is Kfir Amita. So they would have Kfir Amita, Bizman Chazal, they would flip their beds over. So we don't actually do Kfir Amita today anymore. So again, really to understand the dinim of Tishbav, one really needs to also know Hilchos Avelus. If you do one without the other, I don't think you really can have a full understanding of what the dinim are all about. So in other words, Kfir Amita, they would flip the beds over, but the Mechaber brings that we don't do that today. Our beds are not like their beds, and also we're afraid that the Goyim are going to say we're engaged in Kishuf, but there are dinim that are connected to Kfir Amita. So one din that's connected to Kfir Amita is sitting on the ground. So I thought I would talk a little bit about that right now. So in Siman, in the few minutes we have, in Siman Tafkuf Nun Tet, let me find it. So the Mechaber brings down, again, so it comes out from the Gemara that we're really not obligated in Kfir Amita on Tishba. So sitting on the ground is something not mitzad adin, we should necessarily, in other words, the first thing you have to say, is this minhag or is it mitzad adin? So sitting on the ground is not mitzad adin, but it's mitzad minhag, but it's a strong minhag. So the Mechaber brings down, Leil Tishbav v'yomo yoshvim b'beit ha-knesset la'aretz, that on the night of Tishbav and the day of Tishbav, we sit in shul on the ground, ad tefilat mincha, till the time of mincha. And then he says, v'achshav nagu l'shev al saf saleihem, miyad achar she'etzim b'beit ha-knesset shachrit. Okay, umarichim ha-kinot. Now, in terms of sitting down low, so let me get the Piskei Teshuvos out on this. One second, give me one second. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're allowed to put like a sack or karkatan, a small pillow, and you could sit on a low bench. He says, Vela madrigot lefnei haron kodesh, on the steps near the aron. It's not something we invented here in Great Neck. Mutar leshev afilu kol adam, yidino yoshev al aretz. Something sitting on the ground. V'hashtin higi alma la'keil v'kol gavni leshev. So in other words, the minhag is to sit on the ground. But he says, "V'hashni yama l'hakel b'chol gavni l'shev al safsal or kisei namuch." The minhag is to sit even on a low, you know, bench or chair. Pachot mishlosha tefachim, but provided that it's less than 3 tefachim in height. In other words, up to 3 tefachim is still considered part of the ground. That's the way halacha works. So how much is 3 tefachim? So 3 tefachim would be, let's say, like a foot, maybe a foot. You know, so sometimes people bring in something bigger. In other words, the first thing is to know the halakha. Then from there, you say where you're going to go. So every chair or bench that people bring in doesn't necessarily fall under 3 tefachim. You know, it's like a shiva chair, unfortunately, the same way, has to be low. Now he says here, "Shem shno gimabeim to shivi meyabelutam la'kel sheva kisei pachol mishlosha tefachim," and then he brings down the Piskei Teshuvos. "V'chein anosim berechav over autobus." Let's say a person is traveling on Tisha B'Av in a car or a bus. So a car or a bus, you know, it's theoretically possible, but very difficult, like to sit on the floor of the bus, whatever. Rasha'im l'shev, they could sit on the bench, he says. Shigam kein ein kavanatam l'tanu l'anofiot greda. Their intention is not that they want, like, creature comforts, they want to be comfortable. They want to arrive safely, alive, at their destination. So he says... So he says that's something you could do. Okay, now let's do another halakha. Again, I think Shia tonight, I think, is 8:18, so another few minutes and that'll be it. So he mentions another halakha here on Tishbav. Let me see where I can find it. Ein omrim tachanun v'lo slichot b'tishbav. On Tishbav we don't say tachanun and we don't say slichot. Ve'in noflim al p'neim, and we don't like put our hands in the arm like we just did. Yishum de mikri moed, because it's called a moed. What does it mean it's called a moed? So the simple pshad, it clearly is called. It says in the Megillas Eicha, we say kara alai moed. Hashem is called upon, moed is a set time. He's called upon me, Hashem has, this set time. But it seems like counterintuitive. In other words, Tisha B'Av is like a sad time. So if any day I say tachanun, I would certainly say this is the day to say tachanun. You could also say, and the same thing, again, here it comes in, it folds in with dinim of avelus. In avel, does an avel say tachanun? You won't know the answer to this question. So an avel doesn't say tachanun, right? An avel doesn't say tachanun. So simple pshat is like that the din is too metuchalav, it's like the din is too heavy upon him to say tachanun. But there's a different explanation, which I had heard from Rav Lerner, maybe some of you remember, he said the name of the Rav. The Rav said that, you know, what does it mean that it's a moed? A moed, it means just like you don't say, let's say, tachanun on a yantiv, you don't say it at a time of avelus. It means that we feel Hashem's presence in our lives, in particular, sometimes other than other times. In other words, there are different dates, different times, but at certain times we feel God's presence in our lives more directly than at other times. And those times are certainly a time of happiness. I feel, you know, kind of hara, Hashem is really with me, that, you know, Baruch Hashem, I got to this wonderful time, and that would be on Yom Tov. So that's not a time for Tachanun, but also a ton of avelus as well. Whether it's for an individual or for the tzibur, avelus, like it's a difficult burden, a difficult situation to go through. But I feel like Hashem in some way is involved more directly in my life. And at least Hashem is always involved in our lives. But I feel it very strongly at that time. So at those points in time, not appropriate to say Tachanun. Tachanun, like, I feel Hashem's so present, I don't really need to even say the Tachanun. That's one way you could say that we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Okay, now, one more minute and that'll be it. Then he says, Hagah, he goes to the Kriyas Torah. B'chol kadeshim shomrim achar eicha shotzim l'machar v'ra kneset enomim titkabel. We don't say in the Kaddish on Tisha B'Av the line titkabel tzoton. As you know, whenever we have a tefillah shmona esrei, it's always followed by a Kaddish that says titkabel. You should accept our tefillot. So there's a pasuk in eicha that says satam tefillati, my tefillot are blocked off. So we don't say the line titkabel tzoton. The enomim killer kapayim. Like this Thursday, so it means Tachanun and Kelar Chapayim are two different dinim, right? So if sometimes we don't say Tachanun, let's say tomorrow, for example. Tomorrow in Shul, Baruch Hashem, we have a bris. So we won't be saying Tachanun. Well, tomorrow is not a Kriyas Torah day. But if it would be a Kriyas Torah day and there's a bris, you wouldn't say Tachanun, but you would say Kelar Chapayim. But on Tisha B'Av, we're not going to say Tachanun or Kelar Chapayim or Lam Natseach and not Pitu Maktoret. And then he says, "V'ein sirich l'shanot mekomo b'tisha b'av." Even though, like again, an avel is mishana mekomo, right? An avel, you know, changes his place in the shul. And on Tisha B'Av, we're all like avelim. But the Rama says we're not going to be mishana or makom. So the Mishnah says, "Shadayin mashanu marin simanei avelut mashanu yordim yafsasalim yoshim la'aretz." It's enough that we're going down from the, you know, we're sitting on the ground, but. Okay, those are some ideas. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?